You are with Andrew QRSN 927, and we are again emphasising the great work that the National Jockeys Trust and the Fund and the associations do for former riders, some high profile, some not so high profile. And we're again very privileged to be at the home of former rider Des Smith. Many in the industry will know of Desi, and was a rider for many years over the jumps, and has had a number of surgeries funded by the National Jockeys Trust, including, I think, a new knee put in about 4 months ago. Des, how are you? And more importantly, how's the knee?
The knee is good. It's very good. But I've had a lot of pain, but I'm still walking. It's 4 months now. I'm walking around the block every day. Plus, I ride a little push bike around, and everything's fine.
So you had some major surgery, did you not, going back earlier, again funded by the Jockeys Trust. Can you just give our listeners a bit of a brief insight into how the Jockeys Trust and the associations enabled you to get that surgery, which would have been almost impossible if they had not have done so?
Oh, if I hadn't, no, I was in a lot of pain. And I got in touch with the Victorian Racing Club, which they put it through, they fought it. It was, yes, I was going to get it. Yes, I was. No, I wasn't. Then they just rang me and said, "There's your knee, is going to be done." The Victorian Racing Club is paying for it. It's all paid for. Doesn't cost, won't cost you a cent.
Fantastic. Through the Jockeys Trust, was it? Yeah. So tell me, Des, a bit about yourself. Again, tell our listeners who don't know about Des Smith. You were a jumps rider. You rode for many, many years. Just a brief rundown about your career as a rider.
Yes, well, I started off with a buster, and I thought it's what I wanted to do. And then rode me share of winners like Little Arundale Lad and all those horses, six of him, Warm Feeling. Went to Ballarat, did a lot of work for Smurdens, for Noel Kelly, and had a good time. Had a good time and rode enough winners for me. Was a very battle when I first started, but I got the odd good horses, and just had a lot of rides.
Had a lot of fun.
And your very first ride was pretty dramatic in what happened during the ride and just in getting the ride. Just, we had a chat before we did the interview, so just watch the colour. But tell our listeners about your very first ride at a city track and how that came to be.
Well, I was just a little fellow. I was with apprentice to Eddie and Jack Doran. It's very hard. But I had my first race ride, Caulfield in the Godfrey Watson steeplechase. This is my first race ride. I had never ridden in a trial, nothing. And then I'm going out here for my first ride at Caulfield. Didn't know where I was going. I didn't know how I was weighing out. And then the top rider of the time, Trevor Jones, he helped me out, weighed me out. And, so we get round to the barriers. It's bogged. So the strand had to go across. This is like, I don't know where I am, what I'm doing. So anyway, away we went, and down I went. And I thought, is this any good? How far am I going to get? But I surprised myself, and like I said, I had a ride in nearly every steeple hurdle race, plus the odd winners, so had a good time.
Times have changed, but that was a good story indeed to tell. Yeah, you mentioned Arundale Lad, a horse you won on numerous times over the jumps at many tracks in Melbourne, and you've got quite a few of the photos up on the walls here at your home, so very proud of that horse. That was a great association for you.
He was my favourite, and they took me off him because I was too light. I won six and the owners come in. When I won on him at Mooney Valley, my last ride on him, the owner come in and got the saddle off the, he goes, "Mate, hey, you can't carry this." It was 12 stone. And, so anyway, he won, and when I come in, the first thing the owner said was, "It's your last ride on him, mate. You're too light. We've got to get a heavier rider," which was Michael Lawrence, and, Yeah, he was a mile in front, but he crashed, only had one fall. He died late that night. And that was a bit of a kick, you know. So, yeah, that hurt.
Des Smith with us, former jumps jockey and well known to many in the racing game, and had some terrific help from the Jockeys Trust. Replaced knee only a few months ago, and dancing like Elvis. Because you like when I came here to you live at a caravan park. You've got a lovely little unit here, and everywhere I see is photos of Elvis, which is something I wouldn't have picked being a jumps jockey. Not that I'm not typecasting, but I thought I'd come in here and there'd be racing memorabilia but you've got stickers on your car. I love Elvis. There's a photo of Elvis. You got the bracelet on yourself. I'm not sure how many other jumps riders worship Elvis like you do, Des. Where did that love come from? Because I didn't know Elvis Presley was a great jumps jockey fan himself.
From day one, I heard Elvis Presley. He is my idol. He is my idol. Still is. Yeah, I like me photos of him and me racing. I just mix it all up, you know, but Elvis is the tops.
So is the Jockeys Trust with the work they've done with you, Des, with that funding of the surgery for your knee. You were getting advice that you needed some surgery also going back a few years ago now, late in your career. And if, I think, again, you sound like a bloke that maybe at times did what he wanted. And you actually took a ride, even though people suggested you shouldn't, and smashed your leg up, did you not? At Sale or?
That's right. At Sale, I rode a horse for Cliff Worthy, a horse called Dark Victory, one at Caulfield, one at Flemington. And we had him in for the National, and he said, Des, don't promise me, don't take another ride.
Why is that? They were waiting for you to get surgery or something?
No, this is before the surgery. Yeah, just promise me you won't take another ride anyway. And in between that time, Calvin Burke picked me up, and so I jumped in the car and went up and sailed, but rode a thing that he didn't want. So it went through the wings, demolished the wing, and then my knee's gone. Lost my ride, Dark Victory. Should have won, but didn't. But the Worthies were devastated. You know, when you promised me, and I said, oh. But we got going. It was a battle, you know, on crutches and that a long time. It took me a long time to get back on a horse and because of the knee and that, I was a bit worried about it, but had given me no pain at all till lately. It's come the pain. And then I sort of, you know, got to the VRC and that. And they trusted for me and that. And it was a bit of a battle. It didn't look good for a while. Then they rang up and said, Des, it's all paid for.
Yeah, it's fantastic what they do with the trust. Des, you've had some interesting stories in terms of health when you've been riding. Now, you hadn't ridden for a number of years, I believe, yep. And then you went to Malaysia, had a bit of a holiday or something, and then you came back to Australia. And you decided to, hop on a horse.
Yeah.
And soon after hopping on the horse, you had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, I was over in Malaysia on a holiday, and I had a little bit of a slight heart thing over there, which I didn't really worry about.
Nothing wrong with a slight heart issue, is there? No, I don't know. I'm not sure if any heart issue is slight, Des, but go on.
Yeah, it wasn't a very bad thing, but anyway, I went to hospital there, but anyway, I come home, everything's all right, fine. And then I was working for Carlo Fedotto before I went away. And when I went up to the stables to see him, and I was watching the horse canter around, and I said, what's the, that's, he said, it's a half sister to the Magnus Slipper. And I went, you want to share? And I went, yeah. And I said, hang on, I'll ride it first, and then I'll think about it. Went up the following day, hadn't been on the horse for a long time, put my skull cap on. And then I ran and ran, and when I pulled up, there's something not right. I go, Carlo, you're right, mate. And I said, no, not something. So I went home. And the next thing, my mate that I was working with said, mate, I'm going to ring an ambulance. You've had a heart attack. And I went, nah, God, it was fair dinkum. It was a heart attack. So had the triple bypass. I was in the hospital Christmas Day. So they rang me up. How are you, mate? Yeah, I'm not too good. I shouldn't be here. But now I'm fine.
Wow. Do you have any interesting stories? Your very first ride, that one at Corfu, when you had to find out where you were going, and then your last ride could have been that one socially on that horse when you had a heart attack. But you're here. You're well and truly alive, and you're able to dance to Elvis now, and that's fantastic. Yeah. Great. Do you keep an eye on the current racing game in terms of having a look at the jumps when the Bull Carnival was on? Do you have a look at the vision? Do you enjoy watching other riders these days, Des?
Yeah. Yes, I do, and I a lot of good riders. A young bloke, Clayton Douglas, very good rider, which is with Jamie Kahn, so they're doing pretty well, but. Yeah, I love watching the jumping. It's great, yeah.
And it's great that you've got your new knee now and the surgery's funded by the trust and that you're able to live a quality of life. But mind you, as I said, when I walked in here, it looks as though you're having a great time. Do you sing any Elvis, do you? Or do you want to give us a bit of Elvis as we wrap it up? No, you don't sing. You just enjoy listening to him. I thought you were going to give us a bit of All Shook Up. But,
I've got him in my car.
You do you?
When I'm driving and I'm following. My favourite
hit is Follow That Dream.
Right.
I love it, you know. But I get in my car, I've got me, what's an O there, and then, but I'm on my own.
There you go. Well, fantastic to know you're going great. It's a great little story, and congratulations on your lengthy career, but more so that now you're able to live a quality of life with the surgery funded by the trust, and your knee's okay, and just don't go hopping on any horses down the track, I think, eh?
Never get on another horse.
Well, you don't need to. You had plenty of riding during your career, and enjoy your post-riding life now. And all the best, Des. Thanks for letting us come to say hello to you, and all the best.
It's a pleasure. It's great. Thank you.
When your heart gets restless, time to move along. When your heart gets weary, time to sing a song. But when a dream is calling you, there's just one thing that you can.